Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, in these days that we're living in, I'm aware that life is very difficult in many parts of the world and for many people. And last week, I talked about not living in fear. Well, this week, I'm talking about having courage. Yes, no matter where we live, we must learn to face our life with courage. You may be dealing with health issues or financial challenges or safety concerns. And yet I know that God will help us to have courage no matter how difficult life is if we ask Him. So if you're going through a hard time today, if things look impossible, don't give up now. When life seems hard, when challenging events are swirling around you, if you keep your heart and mind on God, He will help you. You know, as we read in the book of Acts that the Apostle Paul was shipwrecked, he was bitten by snakes, he was put in prison and beat, and yet even in prison, he had courage, and he and Silas sang praises to the Lord, and God delivered them. Oh, yes, remember to ask God to help you. Ask Him to give you courage today in spite of your circumstances. Well, one of my favorite scriptures to hang on to when I'm needing courage is found in 2 Timothy 1:4. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." Yes, that's His promise to us. He will give us power, love, and a sound mind. Well, there's a wonderful song of security that I want to play for you now. It's the Discovery Singers, and they assure us He'll never let you go.
They still say, "I miss you," but in the Father's plan, His purposes are many. So trust that He who guides your steps will give you strength anew. Grace to you and peace from the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort.
If you have Jesus in your heart, He will never let you go. Well, as a young child, I loved helping my mom teach Sunday school. And I always wanted to go to the Holy Land, the land where Jesus lived and walked. Well, as an adult, I've had the joy of going to the Holy Land 11 times, each time more precious than before. Well, while I was there, I discovered that there is a little animal that I think of quite often when I'm needing courage. Now, of course, some of you may think of the lion when you think of courage, but I think of the little coney that lives in the rocky hills around Galilee. The coney resembles a small brown rabbit, except for his tiny round ears. In fact, it describes the coney in Proverbs 30, where it says, "Coneys are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags of the rocks." Oh, yes, the shadow of the hawk flying high overhead, or the soft step of the coyote brings terror to the heart of the little coney. And you know, like dealing with the worldwide virus, sometimes I feel like the coney, totally defenseless. And yet the coney knows he can find safety if he runs into the crevices of the rocks. So when I'm feeling harassed and stressed, or I have too many demands on my day, or I'm disturbed by the world events over which I have no control, it's then that I feel that the hawks and coyotes of this world are closing in on me. Oh, how thankful we can be that we can take courage and turn from these threats. And like the little coney, we can run to Jesus. There we can find peace and security and courage. The Bible says that Jesus will never leave us or forsake us when we remember to seek our refuge in Him. Well, one of the other names of Jesus is mercy. Yes, He shows us His mercy every day. And now, some music by the group Gold City. Listen to the words as they sing, "Mercy Rescues Me."
To walk with God is not an easy journey. Sometimes trials arise, often lead a child of God astray. But when my enemies are closing in, I have a place to hide, a cleft within the rock where mercy's refuge does abide. When life closes in around me, when the winds and waves around me, all the weight upon my shoulders makes me fall down to my knees. I lift my hands to God Jehovah, and He lifts me to my feet. And one more time, like many times before, I've seen storms of sorrow, heavy hearts and lives so torn apart they can no longer stand. But I have also seen God's children lift their hands in victory. They shout when mercy's hand past every burden beneath their feet. When life closes in around me, when the winds and waves around me, all the weight upon my shoulders makes me fall down to my knees.
I lift my hands to God.
Oh, yes, God-honoring songs like Mercy Rescues Me builds up my faith as I remember God's faithfulness to rescue us and to give us courage for our days. In case you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and you're listening to the Psalms of Hope program. And I'm talking about having courage on this program. You know, my older son Jim has always been a big fan of the movie star John Wayne, who played the part of a courageous cowboy in so many movies. Well, John Wayne is credited with this statement about courage. He said, "Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway." Well, I think being a Christian is like that too. It may seem that things are out of control in the world. Everywhere you turn, there's a problem, and indeed it can be very frightening. But it's important to remember, as King David said in 1 Chronicles 28:20, "Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." Yes, God is with us today, and during these difficult, confusing times, God has promised to stay by your side and be your strength for the courage you need. And if you truly put your trust in God, then you can say with King David in Psalms, "I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands." Well, as you trust in him, God will give you the strength and courage to live out his will for your life, even when you can't see the solution. With Jesus by our side, we can have courage. We can be victorious. Well, now let's listen to the Continental Singers as they sing, "We Are More Than Conquerors."
We are more than conquerors. You did not love us so.
Christ who dwells within us is the greatest power we know. We are more than conquerors. Oh, my heart just soared as I listened to that song. No matter what we're going through, God gives us the power to overcome. Praise the Lord. Well, last week I mentioned that there are 366 verses in the Bible about not being afraid. Just think, God gave us one for every day of the year, plus one extra, a daily reminder that we do not need to be afraid. Well, you will also find hope talked about 150 times, and trust 215 times in the Bible. Now, if you add up those two numbers, hope and trust, again, you will find the number comes to 365. That's so fabulous. I love when God does these things. And once again, God is saying to you 365 times every day of the year that if you put your hope and trust in Him, you won't have to be afraid. Isn't that a wonderful provision for all of us? So we must learn that each situation in our lives, whether it's the virus or anything else, it's an opportunity for our faith in God's love and His care to be acknowledged. Another time to trust. One of those 365 trust verses is one that I think of often. It's in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, where King Solomon wrote, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." Oh, wonderful promise. Well, while you're listening to this next song, get a pen and paper. I'm going to give some important information to you, and you'll want to write it down. Now here's Vern Jackson singing for you, "Where Could I Go But to the Lord?"
Dear, comfort.
Jesus is the one we can go to when we need a friend to help us, when we're needing courage for our days. Yes, Jesus is our friend. Well, you know, I recently completed compiling a book of the testimonies of 57 Christian celebrities in their own words. People like Gavin MacLeod, the Love Boat captain, Charlie Duke, the astronaut, Lauren Chapin, Kathy on Father Knows Best, Cheryl Salem, Miss America, and many others. The Bible says in Revelation that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Yes, the testimonies in this 692-page book will encourage you as you read of the many miraculous ways that God helped each one of them through their difficult, often seemingly impossible times. The title of the book is Celebrity Faith, and you can find it on my website, SamanthaLandy.com, or on Amazon, along with my other books. In these days when we are encouraged not to mingle with other people, what better time than to snuggle up with an encouraging book? Well, I know reading of the faith of these celebrities will encourage you in your own life. So order Celebrity Faith today. And dear friends, if this program, Psalms of Hope, is a blessing in your life, I hope you'll write this week and let me know your thoughts. And if you need prayer, write to me. I pray for my listeners every day at dawn. And if you can send in a gift, large or small, to help this program stay on your station, what a blessing that would be. So stay tuned. My announcer will give you my contact information. And if you'd like a list of the scriptures on hope and trust, just ask me for that and I'll send that too. So thank you for responding. I really need to hear from you. And remember to tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, dear friends. So look to the Lord for your courage and strength.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.